Simin Reish Ayin Gimel Sif Zayin and Reish Ayin Dal Sif Aleph and Beis. Mechaber says, Ahalach at the end of Reish Ayin Gimel, Ein Mekachin Yeshir Mishen Mekachin Alo Ner Yeshir Mishen Kiddush Tolim Ner. Then you're allowed to be mechazish b'chatzav b'chol sham, even though there's no near. So even though generally when you have a yesh emim and a yesh emim, it's not clear the mechaber paskin. Over here, the mechaber does paskin for you. He says hachi mustaver, like the second tzad, that if you enjoy eating outside, even though there's no near outside, you can eat outside without a problem. Now, it's not that simple. The Bira Lava says, like we saw in Rish Tamach Gimel, some of us during El Zman, that it's not so simple. According to many Rishonim, the whole Indian of Ner on Shabbos, the Iker Indian, is by the Suda, either Otsarinik Shabbos or Kavod Shabbos. There's an Indian that the Suda should be a Suda Chashuva, and therefore you're supposed to eat where there's Ora Ner. Therefore, it says the Bir Halacha, Lechatchila, certainly one should not do this if he's Mitzar Harbe, where he is, whatever it is. Then in a Hanami, you can eat outside. Lechatchila, one should be Medaktik to eat only in by what is light. Happens to be last night, those that saw there was a full moon, and it was very bright, and there was plenty of light outside. I actually called my wife to show her outside, as long as you could read a book without a problem. It was extremely light. But aside from that, that's what the Kaf HaChaim was talking about then. Even if you have a lot of moonlight, there's still an need to light candles. What was he talking about? So he says in the Kaf HaChaim. Yeah. That's, certainly one should be makbet to have light in the place that he's eating. Reish Ayin Dalet is the din of Lecha Mishnah. Boitei al shtei kikroi shleimois. You're supposed to be boitei on both of them. In other words, you're supposed to hold both of them b'shach the bracha. You're supposed to have Lecha Mishnah. Actually, we'll see Yemir Hashem this week, I hope. The Taz says the Lecha Mishnah is a daraisa. He's the only one that says that. The Magen Avraham says by us in Reish Ayin Dalet that it's not even, it's not a chiyuv kol kach. And that's the way most people point to go, that it's not a chiyuv kol kach. Certainly not a deraisa. That's machta ba'alma. But certainly everybody's makbid on it, and women are makbid on it also. And the shaila is, what is considered lecha mishnah? How full does it have to be? A lot of times you buy a chalaf and some of it's stripped off at the top, some of the crust, or two got stuck together and you pulled it apart. What is considered? Anything which is so small that people look at it as a shalim, but then most people consider that as a shalim. I saw from Nissen Kreel, he says that up to 1/48. If you have nothing else, up to 1/48 of the challah is missing, then that's okay. Which helps a lot for Pesach, but the matzahs that are cracked off in the corners, tiny little bit of pieces are cracked off, you buy shleimim and you're left with 2 or 3 out of the 13 or 15 that you have in the box. But certainly you could use that. Now what's considered lecha mishnah? Unless you have a challah which is frozen. You can't eat it. It's frozen solid. Is that considered lecha mishnah? Does it have to be roi l'achila? Most places say not. It's okay, even if it's not roi l'achila. Certainly, over the course of the Suda, it can thaw out and will be. Certainly it is. Those that say lizor l'chatchila, I think the minhag ha'olam is certainly to take things out of the freezer, p'shas hadchak, and to borrow from friends, even if the friend is makbid and he needs it for himself. So you're only using it for lecha mishnah, you have to give it back to them. Nevertheless, the minhag is to use that. Some examples of stopping in such a case where your mamash can't use it. The Prima Godin, interestingly enough, brings down even if somebody has makbid by pas akum, he says still, even if you're makbid not to eat pas akum on Shabbos, in Simon Reishman Beis, Mishabur says the Chachila, everybody should be makbid on Shabbos not to have pas akum. Nevertheless, if the only lecha mishnah that you have is a loaf of bread that you bought from in America, it's more common. Here it's hard to get pas akum. In America, you buy a loaf of bread in the store without a problem with pas akum. Nevertheless, you could be yoytze yudin of lecha mishnah, even though you're not planning on eating it. Having hufish chalasas. It's mamish itzar achila. In such a case, maybe there is much worse because it's even though lecher the first case with a friend also where you can't eat it because he wants it back. It's altogether. There may be Colorado, the Bila, and Bila Makev, so you have some way to help him out, you could get around it. Maybe. It's still not going to help you be able to eat it. Even if he gives you Matanas Alatra, if he wants it, he give it back. You don't need, there's no din besim of Lechem. There's a din of Lechem, not Lechem. So it has to be that it's Roy to be eaten. One interesting halacha that's actually not mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah, but the Magen Avraham brings it down at the beginning. He says, "Minhag to be menashik yad ish yad imoy b'leil Shabbos." The Mishnah Berurah didn't bring it down. I know somebody that asked their mother, and the mother said she's moichel. So I guess it's totally minim. I haven't seen it really in too many places. I don't know if it's fine or not. That's interestingly enough. The Magen Avraham brings it down, not the Sfarad Shepreskim. Maybe they also bring it down, but nevertheless, that's the second halacha. Mitzvah to serve a Shabbos prusa gedela shetaspulei lechol suda. There is an inyan. First of all, just with regard to this, not everybody's doing. Machlekes Shepreskim. The Rama says in Sif Aleph that when you're holding the two challahs in your hand, you should Friday night, you should put the challah closer, the bottom challah closer to you, and be boitzei. You should cut the bottom challah. It's always usually really the challah that you cut should be on top. Friday night, it should be on the bottom, but there shouldn't be a problem with mavir and ala mitzvah that you're passing over to get to it, so therefore you should pull it out a little bit closer to you and cut that one. It's supposed to be reishim a little bit, make a little bit of a nick in the top, just that you have a makom, it should be quicker to cut afterwards. And afterwards, cut. The minig is, Mishnah Berurah says the minig of the Olam is to cut, is not to be reitzeya two challahs. Only one challah to cut one challah. Some people have a minig of 12 challahs. Some people use two challahs that are braided with six braids. That should be 12. The Arizal says the Zecher Lecha Mishnah. Either way, whatever type of challah you use, it says mitzvah l'tzoyah b'shabes prusa gedele shetas b'lei l'chol asuda. You should cut for yourself a big piece of challah that should last for the entire suda. I thought that I didn't know anybody that does this, but I found somebody that actually does this. He said that he never saw any of his Rebbeim do it. I never saw any of my Rebbeim do it. And I haven't seen any lamaisa to cut a piece of challah that you're going to last for the whole suda. Unless all they eat for the whole suda is one little slice. So that's what's going to last for the entire suda because you have so much other food. But I haven't seen that people are naig mamish. Two people. To cut. I haven't seen by my Rebbeim, by Rabbanim or Rebbeim, to be naig like that. But
when you cut a lot of small pieces, and people don't like it.
No, then who is he supposed to? You're supposed to use a big piece. That's the problem. Nobody likes to have a big piece because it doesn't look so nice. But the whole din is that no, the Kavod Shabbos, you should have a huge piece. I still haven't seen it like a day. I don't know how to answer the minigrade.